Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Game Time Decisions, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart, joined by Scott Wetzel. Packed show today. We got so much going on. We got the coach, James Young. We got hoops galore coming out our yin-yang right now. We got 8 in the NIT in the first of 32. We got the play-in games in the NCAA tournament. Aaron Rodgers gets one player on his wish list. Scott, how you doing, buddy? I'll tell you something about Aaron Rodgers. This guy's unreal. Can you just make a damn decision? I'm sick and tired of wish lists. What are you, a five-year-old at Christmas? Oh, dear Santa, I wish I could get a train for my Christmas. Just sign on with the Jets and get it over with. How you doing, Scott?
Good, Cam. You know, and not only that, he's wishing for guys that he spent all of last year crushing, right? And the whole last year was my wide receiver stink. I had no weapons. You know, where's Devontae Adams? These guys all are lousy. They got to get better. They got to do this. So now he finally is in a position to leave, and now he's asking the Jets to bring all these guys that he hated to the New York Jets. You're right, though. I mean, boy, what a pompous ass. We thought Brett Favre was bad when he was leaving Green Bay many moons ago. This is even worse. I mean, and how about if he all of a sudden says no? You know what? Thanks, Jets. I appreciate it. But I got my guys a bunch of fat contracts, and I changed my mind. I'm not interested.
It's just hilarious. Like, everybody else is signed yet. What? This guy goes to a dark place and he comes back. It's like the Jets are the one team. Bring me back my old retreads. These are the guys that I want. Anyway, you know what, Scott? It's whatever. Everybody else signs on the dotted line and we have to wait forever. Just make a damn decision. I'm getting sick of it. But who cares? We got basketball and we got betting tonight, Scott. Pulling the trigger on some of these games. The coach will join us. I'm actually really excited about Scott. I know the NIT gets a bad rap, but when I'm looking at these games, they're better matchups than the play-in games, to be honest with you, when you're looking at Rutgers versus Hofstra and a couple others out there, Southern Miss, UAB. So we'll break that down. I got to admit, people can rip on the NIT. I like the matchups tonight.
I like them too. You know, a lot of regional matchups, so you have to really probably be in that area to realize that they're pretty good matchups. But they are pretty good. And you know what? Kudos, Cam, to the NIT, and I don't say that too often. I said this about the Super Bowl with the XFL and the Arena Football League and then all the other leagues. I said, you know, they should have had games Super Bowl afternoon before the Super Bowl because you have 50 million people on the East Coast, another 20, 25 million on the West Coast, all waiting for games for the Super Bowl, which was a 6:30 kickoff. Give them something. You know, you want to promote your league? Go ahead. Be on Super Bowl Sunday. The people want to bet. They want to watch football. It would have been the perfect spot, but they didn't do it. At least the NIT is saying, all right, you know what? People might be going to the TV sets tonight, start of the NCAA tournament. We could start our games later in the week, but let's do it right now, the night when people are going to be at the TV set. So good job by the NIT games.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Wetzel. And remember before they used to spread it out too? Now they're doing it smart. You get 8 today, you get 8 tomorrow. It's nice. We only got 2 play-in games. The first game's kind of whatever. Then we got Pitt and Mississippi State. So, but to your point, I really like what you said there, Wetzel. Why do you think the Gulf Waste Management got even more popular? It's not just a bunch of drunks and frat kids and people doing, you know, funnels of beer and getting wasted. They did it before the Super Bowl, and it was the golf tournament that you bet on before the Super Bowl. They played in the afternoon. They take the conference championships off, but they play in the Super Bowl. All these guys went to college. You wrap it up in a nice little bow, Scott. boom. And they have a couple basketball and hockey games before that stuff, too. Golf doesn't get it right all the time, but they got it right in the waste management before the Super Bowl. Couldn't agree more. Welcome, our radio affiliates. I'm Cam Stewart along with Scott Wetzel. The coach is in the green room and once again eating. This guy is an absolute eating machine. I've never seen this guy without food in his mouth. It might be, what was it? Cauliflower pizza. Today, I don't know, burritos. Yeah. I don't know what the hell you got, coach. All I know is you got to hit that damn Peloton to keep that body looking so trim and lean. So, Scott, have you pulled the trigger on anything yet? Great night last night. I can't believe it, Scott. These hockey games? I haven't had a 7-0 in hockey in a while. Hit the Dallas, the over, every live bet in the Leafs game. They got to 7. It was unbelievable stuff in Colorado crush. So lots of good stuff on the ice. We'll have ice picks with Scott. He's got shot props. We'll talk to Joe Madden about what she likes on the ice tonight. She's very good with the underdogs. And you know what, Scott? I'm already pulled the trigger. I'm thinking about Pitt. Have you pulled the trigger with any of these early games right now? Or are you just going to wait, kind of take it in a little bit more? Or do you want to get the lines while they're hot right now?
I haven't pulled them yet, but I've made my decisions. We're going to go with CC for cash and tickets with Texas Corpus Christi, CC, yep, wherever the fudge they are, and whatever Southland Conference, Big Sky. I don't know where they're playing. All I know, Cam, is they won 12. They won 12 of their last 13. They're only laying 3.5, depending on where and when you do your shopping, against a team that was a mediocre team at its conference. Give them all the credit in the world. They were able to win the postseason tournament, but I got a team that's red hot, playing great, versus another team that's mediocre. And I only have to lay 3.5. I like them. And Pittsburgh, I like Pittsburgh as well. 21-7 against the spread their last 28 games. You know, give me the 2.5 with Pittsburgh tonight.
No, it's got, we're reading each other's mail. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to slice it up with a Ginsu, take the 2.5 with Pitt, throw a little sprinkle on the money line. Hope we do well there. NBA was pretty good last night. I lost my Canadian citizenship as America scored 9 runs in the first inning to absolutely beat down.
You were dead on with that one.
Right, beat down
you
the
were
Beaver,
dead on, Cam.
Nothing early. Yeah.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
You were dead on with that one. I got to hand it to you.
Yeah. Barely went on. No, you know what the crazy thing is? We got like 10 runs in the first couple. I'm like 11 runs in the first couple innings. Like, oh my God, it just got to 13. Like, that total was crazy for a while. I got the 11.5, or the people that took the 12.5 must have been sweating that out. But that's the thing. You look at America, Mike Trout, and the rest of these guys. Like, Canada's nice. Hey, actually, they're beating Colombia. We'll get an updated score there. They can go 2-1, doing very, very well. But yeah, don't bet against the Americans with their backs against the wall. That's for sure. We got basketball talk. Wetzel and the coach up next with food and picks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Game Time Decisions. Cam Stewart along with Scott Wetzel. And the coach is standing by in the green room right now. I know the coach is locked and loaded. We got NBA. We got NIT. We got play-in games in the NCAA. Hit the coach's music. Coach, I always enjoy you eating. Always makes me jealous. Maybe I should pop a roast in the oven in the break. What's for dinner before we hit the picks?
Oh, we went with like cheeseburger bites. So cheeseburger, a little onion, a little cheddar cheese on top, slice of Canadian bacon, a slice of turkey bacon, I should say. Turkey bacon, little lettuce, little pickle on a toothpick. Boom.
Starting to sweat. You're making me salivate, Coach. Ever since diabetes, though, I miss my days of eating a barrel of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Those days are gone. Long gone. But anyway, we got basketball tonight. Yeah, the doctor's like, dude, we got to really work on your blood pressure and health. So anyway, I made a curry today, Coach. You'd be impressed if you can believe that. Ooh. Chicken, chickpeas. Yeah, I'm eating chickpeas instead of Ruffles now. What a loser I've turned into. Anyway, we got basketball. Coach, you're the guest. Where do you want to start tonight? You want to start in the NIT? The play-in game's the first up at 6:40. You're the guest. Well, you get the call.
Well, let's just go in order. I heard you guys before the break. I like Texas A&M Corpus Christi minus the points. Yep. This team has won 12 out of 13 games. It's been red hot. Southeast Missouri State, I do believe, was the 4 seed or 5 seed, made a run. Texas A&M Corpus Christi, folks, when you start looking at teams in this 16-16 matchup, you can't compare a league. So you got to try and find, like, all right, who's been better overall? Who's played the better non-conference schedule? That's been Texas A&M Corpus Christi. I love this team tonight, -3.5.
I agree with you, Coach. If you don't want to screw around, Wetzel's on it too. I like it. The money line is $1.60. If you don't like to lay juice, you can maybe find a dance partner. I got to ask you, Coach, before Scott will throw something at you there, total looks a little bit basically no defense in this one, $1.57.5. As we like to say, me and Morenci, you need a clean ride to hit the over there.
Yeah, this game screams under to me. You know, even if you look at the trends of the two teams, you know, listen, over 21-7 in the Red Hawks' last 28 games. You look at A&M Corpus Christi, 4-1 to the over in the last 5 games overall. When you got two teams, and to me, the tournament don't start till Thursday, so don't give me this crap of you get your first tournament win. But when you're in it, this is big. So I think you're going to have nerves. You have kids that are a little bit scared. I think this game plays it under. I know they play high pace. I think this game's going to go under this number.
Under the number.
That's not bad.
You got an opinion? You got an opinion on the total, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to go over. I looked at the rundown of these two teams, and, you know, against them, neither team beat anybody any good. So, but they do both want to play in the 80s, and it was 156.5, and now I see it's at 157.5. So somebody's betting the over. I meant to go back last year and look at the play-in games and get a history of these play-in games, but I remember last year, I think it was 3-1 over, believe it or not. So I'm going to side with the over on this. You know, it doesn't take much to hit a couple of layups. So the only thing that scares me about the game, guys, is that now, Cam, you like Texas Corpus Christi. I like Texas Corpus Christi. Coach likes Texas Corpus Christi. The whole world likes Texas Corpus Christi, yet the line's only 3.5. So this is almost like a classic opposite pick here, right? How come this line's not 4.5, maybe 5.5 even?
I got to be honest with you, Scott, and that's what I'm worried about too. And you know, everybody and their mother, they probably never seen a Corpus Christi game or know what the hell these teams are or whatever, but everyone will be betting this game tonight if they're not. And the NIT, it's the basketball. They want to get in the college spirit tonight. So I worry too. You're right. A lot of action's there. The line has stayed steadfast at 3.5. Coach, how are we going to attack the live betting? Maybe Corpus Christi gets on a nice little run and then we can come back the other way. But how are we going to attack the live betting tonight? I think live betting in the tournament. You know what I love, Scott and Coach? You guys know this. These 16, 18-point leads, they're college kids. Swings, swings, swings. We've seen it. Oh, our team's up 14 at the break. They lose by 12. Like, you know what I mean? You've seen it. It happens all the time with momentum and streaks. So, Coach, maybe we can find a middle job in this game. Is that the way to play it? Are you a little bit worried that the public – I've not heard one person like the other side of this game.
Well, I think the way you could play it is – I think you – with Scott, I think you look at – if the game gets off to a slow start, which can happen in these 16 games because there's a lot of nerves for these kids. Big spot, national television, only game on. I could see the game starting slow, that over drop, and then you pounce on the over maybe 8-10 minutes into the game after the nerves settle in. So that's one way I like to look at it. I do think that Corpus Christi is the better team. I think they win. If you want to wait, let's see if Southeast Missouri State gets off to a lead. Maybe it drops. It gets to even money. And then you jump in that way. So that's the way I would play it live. If you want to go right away with Texas A&M Corpus Christi, I have no problem. That's what I'm going to do. I also did this with the Vermont game versus UMass Lowell. I took Vermont early on in the game, pregame. They didn't go off to a good start. Took them a little bit of time to settle in. The line flipped. It moved. I went back to Vermont again, went again in the second at halftime, and hit all three as they blow the game open in the second half. So that's a different way if you want to play. Take your team. They go down early, especially Corpus Christi. Jump on them again when the line moves down to maybe even or even as an underdog.
Yeah, that's what we did in hockey last night, Coach, with the Leafs-Sabres game. It was like no scoring in the first, and then boom, we took the over 2.5 goals to plus money, and then the game just went bananas, and we hit everything. So that's the way. Live betting's where it's at. Thank God. I got to tell you, Scott, I remember back in the day, Coach, I used to call in my bets on the phone. Employee 75 here, Washington State 100. Yeah. Like, you know what yeah. I mean? Like, and play back the message. And then the guy, if there's a dispute, he'd play back the message to you. Live betting? What the hell's live betting? I'm sitting there trying to hedge out of a golf tournament for $5,000. You sit there and go, oh, great. My guy just put two in the water. I'm dead. Now I can go, oh, boom, $500 on the other guy. Thank you. God bless live betting. It's actually, like, saved our lives. It really has, guys. Yeah. It's amazing.
Remember that calling up and you say, give me a rundown of the baseball. You know, he'd give you all the lines. Yeah. You know, you had to write them all down.
The old wonders. Scott.
This goes back to my conspiracy about Pete Rose that I've mentioned many times here on Sports Grid. This is why Pete Rose isn't in the Hall of Fame. I think I told you guys this. It's not because he bet. It's because he's not ratting anybody else out. And I say that because he's there in his locker room, you know, in the locker room, in his office, you know, a half hour, 45 hour before game time. There's people all walking around. He's on the phone with local Louis DeLip. Hey, Louis, give me the rundown of baseball. He's writing. His newspaper is all over his desk. He's writing all these things. Yeah. Meanwhile, for a year and a half, nobody walked in. An hour, half hour before a game, nobody walked into his office. No one saw a newspaper. No one saw leftover scramble. No way. The whole team must have been gambling, or the whole team must have known he was gambling. He didn't rat anybody out, to his credit. That's why he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Dude, bears crap in the woods. Of course he was gambling. But anyway, I miss meeting Louis the Lip, my guy Johnny Knuckles at the Burger King with big fat envelopes over a nice tasty Whopper. Coach, what do we got here? We got Pittsburgh and we got Mississippi State. Interesting game. I think Wetzel and I are leaning with the Panthers getting 2.5 in this spot. I'll sprinkle on the money line. Mississippi State's been a little bit disappointing. I expected more from them this year. What do you got with this one, Coach?
Man, I don't know if this is good because I'm in agreement with you guys.
Really?
Listen, I can go contrarian and go against it, but I do like this Pitt team. Coach Capel did as good of a job as anybody in the ACC, not named Jim Larrañaga. Remember, folks, going into this season, they were talking about this guy being fired. So I do like what Capel has done with this program. So give me Pitt plus 2.5, a little.
L-E-T-T-F-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Sprinkle on the money line.
What about that total, Coach, before we hit the break? Little light?
I think that's light. I think that can game get into the 140s. I think I would go Pitt plus the points, money over.
I lean over as well. We'll break down the NIT and the NBA after the break, everybody. Game time decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Game time decisions. We got basketball fever with the coach. We got Scott Wetzel in the house trying to make some money. Good night last night. Let's keep the train rolling, guys. Wetzel, do you bet soccer? You see that Manchester City score? 7-0 today. No. That was about as good as it gets.
You got a winner. If you got a winner, I don't know who they're playing, but more than likely, I would have been on the other side, But I'll bet anything if it's a winner. But no, I did not bet the soccer today. I'm still smart over the Celtics last night.
Oh yeah, I know. That's a thing. We warned you too, Wetzel. Smells with that game.
122 and a half points. I thought they should have got a. They look so disinterested right now that I can't take them seriously. Like, that's a team with Houston. You're 5-4 in your last nine. That you beat them by 25. Go away.
Right.
Jason Tatum had what? 8 points in the first half. They're down 7. Like, that's honestly, Wetzel, that's an embarrassing performance by the Celtics last night. Terrible.
And then they missed a bunny layup at the buzzer. Yeah, he missed it. Tatum, exactly. Wide open layup. Why a high school kid could have made that? I mean, forget high school. A third grader could have made that layup, send the game to overtime.
I don't know. Wait. My daughter's in the fourth grade. That could have been a struggle.
I'm not sorry. She would have hit rim at least. I bet. I guarantee you she would have hit the rim. He didn't even hit the rim.
Maddie knows right step, left step, drive the right leg up, throw it up off the glass. She would have got up on the glass. She may have made it, but she would have got it to the glass.
Mm-hmm. Coach, this is a point, actually, I want to bring up. I know everyone talks about tanking for Wembanyama and all this other stuff. You can't take teams that have things locked up right now. You have to look for dogs. I don't know which ones are the ones that you take. And we talked about this. Since gambling's been bigger, these money line parlays die. Everyone, we put them together. There's always one game that blows it up. Usually the biggest favorite, right, Wetzel? Like Boston one night. The other night, big favorite, Golden State or something. Like
Denver the other night.
Denver. Denver. Denver lost. Denver was a huge favorite. That's the thing.
I had them that night too.
These teams right now. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Denver playing the Raptors. My boy Morenci, for his five-dime play, the Raptors better win tonight, or there's going to be some extra anger tomorrow on the show, Coach. You'll see smoke coming out.
God, here we go.
Anyway.
Real quick. Listen, like, I love Morenci's our guy, but they could be playing the 86 Celtics, and he's still taking the Raptors minus the points if the Raptors were favored. So,
I'm brutal.
You guys talk about me with the Knicks. I at least bet against the Knicks. The only time you guys bet against the Raptors is when they're playing Dwayne Casey in Detroit. That's just about an automatic loss every time.
I can imagine. Worse than me. I can imagine him calling his local Louis the Lip, right? He calls up, what's the Toronto line? And the guy says, minus five. Wait a minute, who is this? This is Gabe. Minus nine. You know, Toronto.
I'll take it. It's funny you mentioned that, Wetzel. My boy, one of my best friends, Vizine Vince, very good gambler, but he's a Toronto homer. Loves the Jays, nice. Loves the Raptors, loves the Leafs, loves every Toronto team, TFC in soccer, everything. So I don't know what this site, he's on these sites, and we were comparing lines. They actually know his information. Like, he was getting exactly what you said. You don't think these guys can go in and go, 5.5's now 6.5 or 7. Like, they know your betting patterns. They know what golfers I'm going to take. They know he bets local teams. So anyway, guys, I know I sound like a conspiracy theorist here, but I've seen it in practice. So you're right. You're absolutely right, Wetzel. Like, be careful with those homer plays. These guys will – you're never going to get a good number if you keep on playing the same stuff. But just a lesson for everybody out there, because these guys know what's going on. They have your information. Hofstra, Rutgers coach, 7 o'clock. Very, very good game. Patrick Foster, Sports Grid alum. We got our boy Roe at Rutgers. Who else went to Rutgers who works at Sports Grid? Was it
Foster,
there's Bocci before that, Keith Arizari. I think Shames man went to Hofstra. These are all Hofstra guys. You know what? Good for you. Are you? This is the team more than anybody else, guys. I felt got shafted with the tournament bid. -7.5. They're excellent at home. Hofstra's not seen any defense like this all year. Sometimes, guys, when you get to this point where a team gets snubbed, it goes one of two ways. Either they just fall off the cliff, lose first round, or they make a run. Rutgers, I think they make a run. They want to do this for Caleb McConnell, their senior guard, two-time defensive player of the year in the Big Ten. Give me the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
Coach, I got to tell you something, too. This is really important. That this line – I was doing updates this afternoon. I saw 7.5 on some books. It's 5.5 now on FanDuel. People are betting Hofstra. Like, they got the good tomorrow's paper.
I got a bet. We got a better number. Okay. I like Rutgers tonight. I will say this, and we'll get to it a little bit. There's another team in the Big Ten that's tonight at home that I do not like to cover the spread.
I can already tell Wisconsin. You, next game in the rotation. Are you talking about Michigan against Toledo, Coach? Next game rotation or no?
I'm going to go down. Let's skip some. Okay. Let's go right to Bradley plus the points at Wisconsin. If anybody knows anything about Bradley, they had a great year. They were the number one seed, and they got bulldozed by Drake. I mean, bulldozed to the point where I was like, I'm going to go in and take Bradley plus the points in the game. When they were down 20 in the first half, they never came back. So sometimes you get that hungry team that comes back, and Wisconsin never was getting a tournament bid. They may be just trying to end the string, guys. I like Bradley. This one. Give me Bradley plus 2.5 in the same area of the country. You know, little sister versus big brother. Give me Bradley plus 2.5.
You know what, Coach? I like that. Bradley's always been good to me. I think they're kind of an underrated program because they're in a small conference. They used to be really, really good, like go to the tournament all the time, and they were kind of dangerous, but here's the thing about Wisconsin, Scott, that I noticed. They got absolutely pummeled by Ohio State in that game. They made it interesting at the end, but it's hard to bet on Wisconsin. There's too many flaws. And another thing is, when they're bad, they're real bad. Like, when they go cold, they're like a deep freezer. Yeah. And it happens for a long time. Like, they cannot score for 5-6 minutes, and that's concerning. Coach, I lean Bradley as well. I got to tell you, with these games, what do? I prefer to take the smaller schools over the big schools, except for, I would say, you're right, Rutgers. Hofstra might cover in that game, but I kind of want to take the hungrier program, Coach. Like, when you're looking at the NIT, wouldn't you rather take the smaller school? Like, I'm looking, and I'm a Washington State guy. I'm not laying 10.5 points with Washington State Cougars against Eastern Washington. Like, you know what I mean? Morehead State, they're getting 50.5 against Clemson. Like, don't you find you're going to be taking more small underdogs rather than bigger school favorites?
Yes, because for these teams, it is like everything. You know what I'm saying? To make that run. And it's usually that first game where teams get picked off. So when it's mid-major versus high major, More times than not, I'm going to go with the mid-major. Now, there's two. Another interesting matchup, if you want to jump to, is Villanova. It was plus 4.5. Now it's plus 3.5 at Liberty. Liberty, guys, is really good. They are 18-1 at home. And there were rumors about Justin Moore and Cam Whitmore beating out tonight for Villanova. The line was at 4.5. It dropped to 3.5, and Villanova's getting points. If Whitmore and Moore are in the lineup, I love Villanova plus the points at Liberty.
See, that would be one of those. Yeah, that would be one of those, Ken, that falls into that category, right? For Villanova, the disappointment. I know it's the new head coach and all that stuff, but still, you know, you're based on winning championships in the NCAA, not going to the NIT. For Liberty, though, you get a big boy coming to town. You're right, go 18-1. I could see that place being packed. So you're going to get your true home court advantage in that one. I saw it at 3 this afternoon. I thought it was weird. Then I saw it go to 4. And you're saying you saw it 4.5, and maybe it's because these guys maybe not playing.
They are out. I just thought Adam Zagoria, who knows is piped into anybody in basketball, they are both out. So here's the thing I would say. Can Villanova with Slater, with Daniels, with Dixon, can they win and beat Liberty? Yes. Am I going to take the 4.5? 3.5? Absolutely not. I'm not touching this game. I got to see how this game starts out. If you want to look at things, maybe go to the prop market because they are giving props out for games. Maybe you can find yourself, and I'm just trying to look really quicker to see if there's any kind of player prop out for the game tonight. So, there are no player props out. So, honestly, guys, I can't touch it early. I got to see how Villanova gets off to a start. This is a live play for me, or it's nothing.
I got to tell you, Coach, you just look at that line. People blindly play Villanova because they're getting 4.5. Going, what the hell is Liberty doing laying 4.5? I just, like, Villanova might be a public dog. It's just kind of, it's concerning, but I get your drift. I lean Liberty right now, but we'll see where that game goes. Next game in rotation after Hofstra-Rutgers, early tip, 7 o'clock. Coach, I want to get to these games before we hit the later sked. Toledo at Michigan. This line's gone down, too. I saw a 6.5. I see a 5.5 for Michigan and a total of 162.5. They're expecting a big shootout here in this one. Who do you like here?
You know, this is going to be a tough game because, if you don't know a lot about Toledo, Todd Kowalczyk, who was at Wisconsin-Green Bay for a long time, is one out of a coach. I think this game is going to be a lot closer than people think. If anything, up because of the pace, I'm going to go with the over. And if you Toledo plus the points, I think they keep it close.
I agree with you, Scott. You like the Rocket? I know it. That's my game. I know Gabe's not here. It's you get upset if I bet against the Raptors in Michigan. I'm going to get an earful. But I'm.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen.
Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's Product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Telling you, I think the Toledo Rockets can win this game. I'm taking the damn
point. Oh, we ain't telling them.
More after the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Yeah, I love it. Right during the show, Predators. Oh, great, great. The guy from the Furnace Company when my heat went out at Christmas Eve. Oh, this guy, seven dimes. You know what? Call me back after the show, you jerk. Like, seriously, I'm done with these people. Anyway, let's go, Coach, before we hit the NBA. Hey, Wetzel, every time somebody owes you money, they call you right when you're right when you're doing a show. I need, like, they'll do it. No solicitors, please. Like, stop. Enough. I already got enough problems, man. See, I got to keep on hitting winners. Got to go on a Tootsie Roll to pay off for the furnace. But anyway, let's roll. We got games tonight, Coach. Rapid fire before we get to the NBA. So let's go hit the NIT games. Next up on the board, Southern Miss UAB. UAB minus 8.5, total 155. Thoughts?
A lot of points. Southern Miss had a great year, had a terrible end. UAB may be the disappointment of not winning their conference tournament. Give me Southern Miss plus points.
Yale Vanderbilt. This one looks easy for Vanderbilt. Not so fast, my friend. I'm kind of looking at Yale plus 2.5, total 145. What do you like?
This is a big step. Listen, Coach Jones did a great job at Yale. This is a step up in class versus a really athletic team. Give me Vanderbilt minus the points.
And finally, Eastern Washington, Washington State. We touched on it a bit. Cougars minus 10.5, 147.5. And Seton Hall in Colorado. Colorado laying 3.5. I have a lean to the Buffaloes against Seattle Seton Hall Pirates.
Well, I'm going to go with Seton Hall plus the points. I know it's a long trip, but then in the other game, Eastern Washington, Washington State, in-state, little brother, big brother. Little brother's getting 10.5. Seems like to me you take the underdog getting the points.
Yeah, I lean that way. I know the Cougars, they played pretty good in the Pac-12 tournament. Not a bad year, 17-16. But, yeah, I agree. I think Eastern Washington can hang in that game, Coach. And I don't know about Seton Hall. They've been absolutely brutal. I expected more from Shaheen Holloway in this program, Coach. I got to be honest with you, like, I remember I was on DePaul that night. Like, how do you lose to DePaul outright? Like, this, I thought they'd be better. Let's just put it that way. It's been a disappointing start at Seton Hall. Shaheen Holloway is a great coach, what he did with St. Peter's, but they should have been way better this year, Coach.
They should have been way better. A tough stretch down the end. They had some quality wins, though, guys. They went to Providence and beat it by 30 about 2 weeks ago. Just a crazy, quirky game in the biggest tournament versus DePaul. And remember, folks, as bad as DePaul played, Coach Stubblefield did a good job. Remember, folks, they were beating the snot out of Xavier in that game. Yep. I was at the Garden. They shot the ball great, and they literally just ran out of steam in the second half. So not as bad of a DePaul team as people think that beat some teams in the Big East during the season. So I kind of throw that out a little bit. Colorado has been incredibly disappointing this entire year. I like Seton Hall plus the points on the road.
Let's hit the NBA. We'll start things off. We got a couple, two games at 7:10 tip. Cleveland at Charlotte. Cleveland's laying five-point road favorites here in total, 218.5. Coach, I kind of lean Cleveland in this spot. I don't like road favorites, but I think they got to make a statement and take down Charlotte tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, I like the Cavs minus four, but I know it's a big number. But, you know, Cleveland has got to get going a little bit. Even though Charlotte's been good, I think they're like 0-5-1 or something like that against the spread versus teams with a winning record. So even though they've been good as of late, they haven't been good versus teams that win. Cleveland has three games clear of New York and Boston right now. I think the Knicks are going to win tonight in Portland. Hint, hint. So this is a big game for a Cleveland team that's trying to really hold off that four spot. They're not going to get to three. They're too far behind Philadelphia. They want four. Give me the Cavs minus the points on the road.
Looks like the smart computer lost a chip. He likes Charlotte by 0.9, Coach. Error. Anyway, we will see again. We'll see, smart computer. We'll see if Charlotte covers, I'll give you respect and say you don't have a virus. Wetzel, you got anything for this game?
Kind of scares me. You know, that line was 7.5 last night, guys, when I was doing my ops of picks. It's now down to 5. So all the money, for whatever reason, is coming in on Charlotte. You know, it makes me wonder. We had the Detroit Pistons winning last night, or two nights ago. We had the Houston Rockets winning last night. You know, is it just going to be one of those weeks where all these bad teams, you know they're going to win every once in a while? So I'd be a little leery with just knowing that those other two bad teams won and this line is going the wrong way. So I'll lay off and see if I can get Cleveland to pick them if Charlotte gets off to a good start.
Yeah, that's maybe the way to play it live. Next up, we got the Wizards.
Really quick. The reason why the line has dropped, and this is big, no Jared Allen, no Donovan Mitchell. So that's why the line has dropped.
There you go.
That's big news. Okay. So that's why that line moved.
Just no, we've learned no coach. He's back.
Go ahead, say it.
Look at Detroit. Like, you've seen it. Every time these scrubs come out there, like guys from the G League, whatever, all they do is continually play well, shoot well, and make money. They're looking for another contract. Honestly, coach, if we bet every team that had all their stars out this year compared to teams who go, oh, there's no way, we'd be rich. Remember, like all these teams that are like, oh, all the stars are out. All they do is cover. Look at last. Hey, Houston can start a bunch of scrubs. Remember when OKC, Gilgeous-Alexander was out? They went outright. Remember, they smoked Boston? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't believe that crap. I think a lot of these guys that come in the game are like, listen, honey, I can get a 10-day contract. I can make some money. So they fire it up. You're right, one thing, coach, they score a lot, don't play a lot of defense. Washington's laying 13.5 at home against the Pistons, 221. Anything there? That's a huge spread.
I can't. Because last night I went against Detroit and he smoked Indiana. So I nope, no thank you. Pass.
Wow, computer likes Washington by 16. Wetzel, anything or pass?
I lost on Detroit last night. I'm going right back to the well. Give me Washington. I know this has got sucker written all over. 13.5, but the Pistons they haven't won back-to-back games since the Nixon administration. Give me Washington by 15.
I kind of like Washington tonight, too. I know it's a huge number, but I lean that way as well.
You guys can be the Tootsie Roll Pops. You guys can be Blow Pops. I ain't touching that. I'm staying away. Have fun.
Come on. Have some guts. That's why it's gambling here, coach.
All right. Here we go. You guys are daring me. Here we go. It's not hard to get the coach to get in to do something. So let's go ahead and let's find this. Let's go find this.
It's a lock,
game,
coach.
Right here.
Empty all units. Go to the ATM machine. No way Washington doesn't beat them by 14. Yeah, come on.
No, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the next one. Oh, boy. Fun. Raptors hosting the Nuggets. Raptors 1.5-point home dogs. Total 228.5. They lost a heartbreaker in Denver the last time. Coach, I'm not just saying this. I like the Raptors tonight. I think it's a good spot for them. And Denver's played like very inconsistent lately. Give me Toronto plus 1.5. Sprinkle money line.
And you know what that's really been the key thing about them, Gabe, is the defense has been terrible. So if I'm going anything tonight, I will take the Toronto Raptors team total over. A lot of struggling defensively by that team. I think that's where you make the money is you go against Denver and the points that they give up to their opponents.
Yeah, you got an opinion, Wetzel? I'm taking the Raptors. It's not just a homer pick. I think they're in it's a spot play tonight. I think they're going to take care of business.
Yeah, Denver's lost 3 in a row. You know, I'm not going to touch it, even though Denver really isn't as good as on the road as they are at home. But I do like the Joker. Even though they've lost 3 in a row, the Joker's played really well in those 3 games. So I'm going to go over 47.5 points, rebounds, assists for Jokic.
Oklahoma City.
Scotty, talking about?
I like it, Scott.
Go ahead. You
give it
talking.
A trend.
I'm putting that play in right now. Go ahead. You guys keep talking.
Don't worry, coach. Scotty's not done. He'll give you some hockey shots on goal, too. He's a jack of all.
He's
a savant. Give me Oklahoma City minus 1.5 versus Brooklyn here. Eileen Thunder, total 233. Anything, guys? Bueller, what do we like? I like OKC. Lean that way.
Go ahead, Scotty.
No, I was just saying, I like OKC. One of the best teams against the spread. You know, more times than not as an underdog, a little different as a favorite, but still they're at home. They're still fighting. They're not giving up. Obviously, the Nets aren't either. Nets playing really well. They won 5 of their last 6, believe it or not. After they made the Durant trade, they went into a little bit of a tailspin, but they've actually played good ball, but I can't see them winning at OKC. So give me the Thunder, basically pick them odds.
Yeah, I think the Thunder might be a play tonight. Ooh, tough one here, coach. Oh, here we go. Lakers versus Fly.
Pelican, what do we got here? Lakers minus 1.5 on the road, 226.5. What are you telling me, Paul Pelican? What do you like? Obviously, Pelican.
It's been a couple of days or weeks. Scotty Wetzel, do me a favor. Hold your ears.
Yes.
Pelicans. They're tied. They're tied right now in the loss column. I like the Pelicans at home.
Wow. I lean that way. Okay, man, there's some really tough games in the NBA tonight. All spreads, 1, 1.5, some real dogfights out there. So what's that like? Computer likes Lakers by 3. See, I told you. Carl, the computer needs to be fixed. Go down to the radio show.
Go AD. Over AD, points, rebounds, assists, 44.5. Going back to New Orleans, he's going to be the man tonight.
He better be the man after the way he played against the Knicks a couple of nights ago, because he was terrible.
I know.
Absolutely
he was awful.
Terrible.
He was saving it for tonight.
Okay. That's usually what happens, right? So, I agree with you. I think he's going to go bananas tonight as well. So, next one, what do we got next in the rotation? We got, the Orlando Tragic laying 6 on the road at San Antonio. Lord have mercy. Total, 232.5. What do you got with this one, Coach? Are you going to bet this game? Are you that much of a degenerate or what?
Gentlemen, I am a degenerate. I'm taking the over. I just think that this game gets up and down. And you know what? If I'm taking a team, I know they're laying the points. You know where I'm going. Oh, it's magic. You know. Because Gabe and Cam and even Wetzel told you so. It's magic.
Magic have been good to me this year, Wetzel. I like dumpster fire teams. Magic, Detroit. You just gotta pick them on the right nights. That's more my thing. When a game's too glamorous, I don't want to bet it. I like these real dumpster fires. I lean Magic as well. See, this game's too good for me, Coach. You know I can't deal with Milwaukee Bucks and Suns. Bucks laying 1.5 on the road, total 231.5. Bucks, good call, Wetzel. You hit that game last night. I don't know if they can go back to back. I kind of lean Suns, but very tough game. What do you guys like there?
Go ahead, Scotty.
I'll tell you, Bucks the best against the spread record in the NBA playing back-to-back, 8-0-1. Give me Milwaukee.
Going back to the well, Scotty.
To pull a famous Scotty Wetzel, because it worked for me last night, everything tells me to take the Milwaukee Bucks. Give me the Phoenix Suns at home plus the points.
There you go.
Tough game.
There you go.
Yeah. And Coach, best for last. We'd be remiss if we didn't include the final game on the card tonight. New York, your New York Knicks laying 2.5 at Portland. Total 228 flat. Sir?
Listen, I am going with the New York Knicks. It's 1.5, 2.5, depending on where you see it. I'm going to take the Knicks on the money line, provided that I can get it at less than minus 140. If it's more than minus 140, I will take minus a point, but just in case, and right now it's minus 138 on FanDuel. Give me the Knicks on the money line to win in Portland. I think they get it done. Portland has not been great as of late. The 2-5-1 or something like that against the spread against teams that record over 500. Give me the Knicks on the money line.
Yeah. Well, you better.
Cam, let me throw it real quickly.
$138. Yep. You got it, Scott. What do you got?
Knicks are 32-12. Straight up, if you bet on what they did the game before over the last 44 games. 32-12. They won last time out. Knicks win tonight.
Ooh!
Interesting.
Look at that.
Wetzel.
Coming with that
one. Coach's best bets after the break.
Wetzel's sweater, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Seven, as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Okay, Coach, what do you got? Best bets for the early action tonight and the card. Me and Wetzel got to go through the hockey after the break. Scott, we got a big, big card tonight, so I know you're going to get your shot props ready. I got a couple games. What do you got, Coach? Best bets. Let's roll.
We're going Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. We know them playing right now, minus a point. Rutgers, minus a point. Pitt, plus the point. We're going to go with Seton Hall, plus the point. Eastern Washington, plus the point. Vanderbilt, minus the points. Knicks, minus the points. Cavs, minus the points. And over in the Thunder Nets game. That's just about it.
This is supposed to be your best bets, not all your bets. Yeah, is that it?
You're more of a visitor on this show than I am.
I know. Do your piece.
You're more of a visitor on this show than I am.
Right. So see, don't put baby in the corner.
Hey, let me tell you, I'm the only. This is going over the radio, so I'm the only guy that can replace myself on the radio right now. So, but I digress.
Well played, Wetzel. Now replacing Wetzel. What do you got? What do you got, SW? What do you got with your early picks?
Absolutely.
You like
love Hofstra going against the coach. They're the best team in the conference, and they lost. They played poorly in overtime, and they beat Oklahoma State. The Hofstra's a really good team. I think they win this outright, and absolutely love Vandy. I don't know how Vandy's only a 2.5-point home favorite over Yale. Yale at Vandy? Are you kidding me? You know, the Ivy League of the South is going to rise up, and they're going to win this one by double digits easily. So those are the two best college plays I have tonight.
No, I don't like to go against the coach, too, but Wetzel, I'm on you with Hofstra, and I love Rutgers. That's a program I cheer for, but I'm on them. And we got a nice money line parlay, guys. I'm not screwing around with this game. I'm just going to have a little bit of fun right now. So give me Liberty and the Cleveland Cavaliers, the plus 136 parlayed, both on the money line there. Me and Wetzel will go through the hockey, but right now I love those El Diablo, New Jersey Devils over the Lightning. We'll go through the hockey card after the break. Thanks a lot, Coach. Enjoy the games, buddy, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
You know what time it is?
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.